And welcome back again to Mammoth Spring High School. We get set for the semifinal action, fourth annual Battle of the Border. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears will take on the Willow Springs Lady Bears. We're ready for the introduction here of the starting lineups for the two teams. And they're working on some PA problems right now. So as soon as they get that corrected, they will introduce the starting lineups and we'll get set for basketball. Both of these teams advanced after first round wins. Lady Bears of Mammoth Spring, I should say, defeated Koshkonong in their first round matchup, while Willow Springs beat Hillcrest in the first round. So that's how they got to this point. The other semifinal matchup later this evening, we'll see that their Lady Bobcats take on the Viola Lady Longhorns, and we'll have that one for you here on K-Country 95 just a little bit later on. Actually, that game will be on our sister station, The Gift, AM 1290, I believe. All right, introducing the starting lineups. First for the Willow Springs Lady Bears, number 3 is Chloe Chalin. He's got number 21 is Liz Sheehan. Number 24 is Anna Minge. Number 23 is Kiana Lowe. And number 22 is Ashlyn Jones. Now the Lady Bears, we get the introduction of the starters here for the Lady Bears. This is a talented and young Mammoth Spring Lady Bear team. Adriana Corbett, number 24. She's joined by number 4, Brim Washam. Number 23, Tay Davis. Now they introduce Washam. And looks like number 35, Sarah Crow, will get the start tonight. She's a junior. And number 2, Chevelle Graves, the senior. So you got 3 sophomores, a junior, and a senior for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. By the way, the Lady Bears from Willow Springs with 4 seniors, 1 junior in the starting lineup. You heard Coach Small talk about it. They are athletic and got some shooters on the team as well. Sarah Crow will step into the center circle. She'll jump it up with Sheehan. So Sheehan and Lowe step in for the tap. And we are just about set for basketball. Ball in the air, tip controlled by the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Washam will chase it down the corner, gives it to Corbett. Corbett thought about the 3, holds up, cross-court pass to Davis. Davis into Crow. Crow turns, trying to find some help, works it into the middle. Corbett puts it up and hit the bottom of the rim. Rebound pulled down by the Willow Springs Lady Bears. We'll head the other way. Jones on the dribble out front. Jones led the Willow Springs Lady Bears with 20 points in their win over Hillcrest. Willow Springs with the basketball. Sheehan guarded by Graves. They try to work it in the middle. It's stolen by Tay Davis. She'll give it to Corbett. Corbett picks up her dribble. Off to Davis. Davis now looks at that zone defense from the Willow Springs Lady Bears. They'll take it right to Graves in the corner. Back out to Washam, now over to Corbett. Corbett on the wing to Graves. 3-pointer on the way. It's off the rim, no good. Rebound pulled down by number 23, that is Lowe. Kiana Lowe. Jones will bring it back up the floor. Ashlyn Jones, her pass almost stolen. Lowe trying to go inside. It's picked by Washam. Brynn taking it down the lane, up to the basket, and she lost it. It's knocked away. Good defense there by Ashlyn Jones. Jones reached in, managed to get a hand on it. Saved an easy 2 there. Mammoth Spring will inbound, looking to come in. Setting some screens in the middle. They'll bring it in to Washam. Washam puts the ball on the floor, turns, puts it up left-handed. Can't get it to go. The rebound's pulled down by 24, Minge. Anna Minge with her first board of the ball game. Lady Bears with a little pressure here. Willow Springs trying to work it inside. It's stolen by Sarah Crow. She'll hand off to Corbett. Up the floor to Washam. Washam fakes the 3, goes to the basket, puts it up on the run. Can't get to go. Crow with a rebound. She'll go back up, and she traveled. Sarah with a good rebound, but she took a step there before she put it up. 6:26 left. We're still scoreless here. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears, Willow Springs Lady Bears. With the basketball, number 21, Sheehan. She gives it back over to Lowe. Back to Lowe as she dribbles up the middle. Trying to hit Jones, and they throw it out of bounds. Sloppy start to this one. Both teams unable to get anything going so far. Willow Springs yet to get a shot up. So the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears will head back the other way. Mammoth Springs Corbett with the basketball. Picks up the dribble, gives it off to Crow. Around to Washer, underneath to Davis, inside to Crow, and she's going to be fouled. Beautiful pass there from Tay Davis. She found Sarah Crow underneath the basket. And Sarah will go to the free throw line looking for the first points of the ball game here for either team. Mammoth Spring and Willow Springs. The Lady Bears come in as the top seed in the tournament. Defending champions. They, again, did not play this tournament last year, so they won it 2 years ago. Crow knocks in the first one. Second one is on the way. It's good. Sarah Crow with the first 2 points of the ball game. The junior gives the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears a two-point lead. Again, full court pressure here from Mammoth Spring. Three-pointer for Jones is on the way. It's long. Rebound taken by Graves. Chevelle bringing the ball up the floor, trying to get around the defense. Pass off to Corbett. Corbett looking inside. Back out to Graves. Lady Bears, oh, Tay Davis all alone underneath. They finally saw her, but then it was too late. She was there for 3 or 4 seconds before they saw her underneath there by herself. Jones dribbling through traffic is going to be fouled by Corbett. Good play by Ashlyn Jones. She took the ball right down the right side of that lane. Nobody stopped her until they got to the basket, and she was fouled before she could get the shot up, so it is on the floor. Inbound play. Shot up is on the way, and it is good. Number 21, Liz Sheehan, with her first 2 points of the ball game. Lady Bears break the pressure easily. Up the floor to Washam. Back to Corbett to Washam on the wing. They try to go inside with a lob to Crow, but led her too far, and Coach Small already wants a timeout here. Timeout 2-2. Mammoth Spring and Willow Springs tied. 5:19 left first quarter. Back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
A proud supporter of Mammoth Spring School is Palace Drugstore, located on Main Street in Mammoth Spring and Highway 62 in Salem. Palace Drugstore is giving flu shots. Walk-ins are welcome, or call to reserve your flu shot today. Getting an annual flu shot is the best way to prevent you and those around you from getting sick. And Palace Drugstore is committed to serving you. They also have high-dose flu shots in stock for seniors 65 and older. Thank you for making Palace Drug your local pharmacy.
Welcome back to Mammoth Spring High School. The Lady Bears from Mammoth Spring, Lady Bears from Willow Springs, tied at 2. 5:19 to play first quarter. Willow Springs with the basketball. They'll break the pressure this time easily. They got numbers inside. They kick it back out. We've got some subs in now. We'll check those for you if we can. Across the floor, Jones with it. Jones drives in, trying to get around Davis. Good defense from Tay Davis. Back out, into the lane, shot up off the backboard, no good. Fight for the rebound. It's loose on the floor, picked up by Davis, and she's going to be tied up. Jump ball will belong to Willow Springs. The Lady Bears will keep possession of Willow Springs Lady Bears. You got to watch that when I say Lady Bears. That could be either team. Willow Springs with a basketball. Out front, on the dribble. Back out, Jones open for three, and she can shoot the ball. Ashlyn Jones gives the Willow Springs Lady Bears a 3-point lead. Mammoth Spring with the basketball, trying to bring it up against pressure. Almost a steal there. They work it inside to Crow. She puts it up, can't get it to go. Gets her own rebound. It's loose on the floor, picked up by the Lady Bears. Graves for three. It's on the way. Off the rim, no good. Tip by Sarah Crow. Back out to Corbett. They swing it around to Graves. Graves looking inside. Crow on the high post, almost lost it. Out to Washam, three-pointer. On the way, no good. Davis with the rebound. Off to Corbett, it's loose on the floor, and Willow Springs comes up with it. Willow Springs all alone headed to the basket. Chalen puts it up, can't get it to go, and Corbett swoops in, gets the rebound, and draws the foul. Wow. They blew an easy one there. Megan Upton, number 22, back. She's going to check into the ball game. And Sarah Crow will get a breather. 5-2, Mammoth Spring trailing by three. With a basketball, Corbett going to cross half court on the dribble. Good job by Adriana breaking the pressure. She'll get it over on the wing to Graves. Graves looking inside, picks up her dribble. High post down low to Washam. Nice pass from Upton to Washam. And Brin's on the board now with two. steal by the Lady Bears. They missed the long shot, and Willow Springs comes, I should say the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears, and Willow Springs comes back the other way. Jones dribbling through traffic. Had it taken away by Washam. Bryn going to the basket, gets a nice screen. Wow, a lot of contact, no call, but she gets the bucket. Bryn now with four. The Lady Bears are on top, 6-5, their first lead. And we're going to get a foul called on Bryn Washam. Lady Bears, four straight after trailing 5-2. Lead it now 6-5, Mammoth Spring. Willow Springs with a basketball. Jones swings it around to number 24, Minge. Back out to Jones. 3:08 left to play first quarter. They're trying to pull the Lady Mammoth Spring Lady Bears out of that zone. Back over to Jones. She lost the ball on the floor, picked up by Chevelle Graves. Chevelle up the floor to Corbett. Corbett holds up, trying to go inside. The ball's tipped and going to be knocked out of bounds. Touch last by Willow Springs. So it will be Mammoth Spring basketball. 2:50 left first quarter. 6-5, Mammoth Spring leading Willow Spring. Winner this one will play for the championship on Saturday with the basketball. Corbett back out to Graves. High post to Upton. Over in the corner to Davis. Back out to Corbett to Washam underneath. She's trying to go up with it. We got a reach-in foul, I believe, called on the Willow Springs Lady Bears. We'll see who it is. Number 21, Sheehan. Sheehan's called for her second foul, third on the team. Number 5 going to check in for Willow Springs, and number 5 is Mikaylee Cox. So Cox in, and Sheehan will sit down with two fouls. Lob into Upton. Her shot is blocked. Then a rebound picked up by Corbett. Corbett out to Graves. Graves down the lane. Puts it up off the glass and in. Nice play by Chevelle Graves. Good rebound. Lady Bears from Mammoth Spring really hitting those offensive boards early in this game. With a basketball, Cox thought about the shot. Picks up the dribble, looking for help across court to Jones. She'll fire the three. That's no good. Rebound. Back up and in by number 3, Chaylin. Chaffin with her first two. And it's a one-point Mammoth Spring lead. Mammoth Spring with the basketball. Adriana Corbett to Graves, trying to go inside, and that pass is blocked. Out of bounds off of Willow Springs. 8-7. Mammoth Spring with the basketball and a one-point lead. Good contest so far. This game has went back and forth. Corbett out to Washam. Washam's three on the way off the rim, no good. Fight for the rebound, and a good strong rebound inside there by number 23. That was low. She was double teamed, and Graves is going to be called for the foul. Chevelle's first. So Willow Springs will head back this way, a chance to get the lead back. They led early. Mammoth Spring now with a one-point lead. Cox with it, looking inside, goes around on the dribble, and the last pass is going to be off the leg of Corbett and out of bounds. Good help defensively that time by Corbett as she came over after the defender, after the offensive player went around the defender. Inbound play, going to bring it in. Jones with it, drives in the lane. Left-handed shot up, no good, and Upton pulls down the rebound. She'll give it to Corbett. Adriana up the floor to Graves. Graves swings it around, gives it to Washam. Brent over to Corbett. Back out to Davis. To Graves. Underneath to Washam. She's going to shoot the little short jumper. It's good. Brent Washam with 6 points. And the Lady Bears from Mammoth Spring with a three-point lead. Willow Springs Lady Bears on offense now. They'll cross half court. Setting a double screen out around half court, trying to fill up, free up Ashlyn Jones. Underneath, all alone, shot up and in, and a foul. Corbett going to be called for the foul as she lost number 24, Minge. Minge put it up and in and drew the foul. She can tie it up here at the free throw line. Checking in is number 3, Lainey Young, and Adriana Corbett going to have to sit down. That was her second, by the way. Corbett with a couple of fouls at the line. The shot is on the way. It's no good, but the rebound's taken by Lowe. She goes up, can't get it to go, and the rebound's pulled down by Davis. Good job by Tay Davis. After the offensive rebound by Lowe, nice pass underneath to Upton, and Upton thought she was fouled. Turned and looked, but that was a nice block there by the Willow Springs Lady Bears. Jones, pass across the floor, back out, three-pointer on the way by Chapin, no good. And Upton gets the rebound and draws the foul. It's getting a little physical out there on the boards. That foul will be on number 24, Minge. Anna Minge with her first. Four fouls on both teams now. Still a one-point Mammoth Spring lead. Tay Davis and Chevelle Grayson, that's a travel. Chevelle started to pass. Someone was in the passing lane, and she took that extra step. So another turnover on the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Willow Springs will get the ball back. Down to 17 seconds to play in the quarter. With the basketball, Willow Springs will inbound the ball. They'll get it in to Jones out front. She's double-teamed. Oh, they're going to get a trip on Chevelle Graves. And that's going to be Chevelle's second. She's going to have to come out now, and Jocelyn Tucker's going to check in. So Lady Bears getting a little foul trouble here. That's the fifth on Mammoth Springs. With a basketball, Jones out front. She's standing at half court, double team. Threw it to an area where there wasn't nobody. Luckily, a Willow Springs Lady Bear ran over and picked it up. Long three-pointer is out of bounds, no good. 1.5 seconds left in this quarter. Mammoth Spring will have to catch and shoot, and they're going to have to try to take it the length of the floor here. And that's no good at the buzzer. Your score at the end of one, 10-9, Mammoth Spring leading Willow Springs. We'll take a break. Back with your second quarter in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
It's the mission of the Mammoth Spring School District to educate and challenge all students and prepare them for an ever-changing world. The Mammoth Spring School District takes great pride in focusing on community participation and efforts. The school and athletic department want to invite all of its great Bear fans to come out and support the teams throughout the season. Make Mammoth Spring School your school of choice. Go Bears!
The experts in orthopedic care can be found at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic. Dr. Roeder, who serves as the West Plains team physician, and Drs. Jolly and Karen specialize in the medical and surgical care of the spine and joints, utilizing the latest technology to get you back on your feet as quickly as possible. And they are here for you 24/7. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains, where they are focused on your health.
Welcome back again. Fourth annual Battle of the Border Tournament here at Mammoth Spring High School. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears lead the Willow Springs Lady Bears by one, 10-9. As we get underway here in the second quarter, Mammoth Spring with the basketball. Washam goes baseline, works it into Upton. She'll put it off the glass for an easy two. Beautiful play there by Upton and Washam. Now some pressure again by the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Jones is trapped, and she lost it out of bounds. It'll belong to Mammoth Spring. Good defense. Lady Bears a little pressure, create the turnover. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Jocelyn Tucker will inbound the ball to Tay Davis. Tay handling the ball here with Corbett out with two fouls. Back up the floor, Tucker with it. Jocelyn in the corner to Washam. Washam underneath to Upton. Upton goes up with it and draws a foul. That foul's going to be on Lowe, number 23, Kiana Lowe. Megan caught the ball, and it kind of slipped through her hands, but it went right to a teammate, and that teammate just passed it back to her, and she went up, drew a foul. 12-9, Upton with 2 points in the ball game. We'll get a chance at a couple at the line. First one is good. Megan with three now, makes it a four-point Mammoth Spring lead. This is the biggest lead for either team so far. Been a good ball game through the first quarter. Second shot on the way is no good. Lowe pulls down the rebound. She'll give to Jones. Jones, quick little point guard. She'll bring it up to half court. She's double-teamed, looking for help, and she's going to get fouled. Lady Bears' Lainey Young going to be called for her first. That is the sixth foul. Lady Bears are one foul away from putting Willow Springs in the 1-1, the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears, I should say. So Mammoth Spring on defense. Willow Springs with the basketball. Jones drives down the lane. She's cut off, looking for help. Out to Cox. She'll fire the three. That's no good. Long rebound taken by Lowe. Lowe back out. Chaffin, three-pointer up. No good. Fight for the rebound. It's loose on the floor, picked up by Cox. Jones with it. She'll back it all the way back out front. Double team there. Gives it up to Chaffin. Chaffin trying to get free. Goes up for the shot. Can't get it to go, but all alone for the rebound is low. If you give them that many chances at it with all those offensive rebounds, eventually they're going to put one in. Mammoth Spring with a basketball. Mammoth Spring. Tay Davis driving in. Puts the shot up and in. Nice play by Tay. Her first two of the ball game. And it's back to a four-point lead at 15-11. Jones on the dribble, stopped just before she got to the half-court line. Ooh, and there's a foul on Upton. Not a good foul, that four out on the floor. And that's going to be the one and one. Keena Lowe is going to be going to the free throw line, and that's going to get Sarah Crow back in as Joslyn Tucker comes out. Coach Small wanting to get a little bit more rebounding in the ball game. Goes a little bigger here. Low at the free throw line to shoot the one and one. Can't get it to go. Rebound pulled down by Crow. Off to Davis. Davis on the dribble to Crow. Crow holds up. Good decision. Almost passed it into backcourt, but she waited just long enough for Davis to cross the line. Washam with it. Bryn, high post underneath now to Upton, and Upton's going to be fouled by Lowe. Megan Upton will head back to the free throw line. Keena Lowe, her second foul. So both teams now starting to get into a little foul trouble. That's the sixth foul on the Willow Springs Lady Bears. Upton's free throw is no good. It is two shots. She was in the act of shooting. The second semifinal tonight, we'll see the Thayer Lady Bobcats take on Viola. That's a little bit later on tonight. Shot on the way is good for Upton. So Megan now with 4 points in the ball game. Bryn Washam with six to lead Mammoth Spring. With a basketball, Jones over to Cox. Cox looking inside. She dribbles, and she threw it right to Tay Davis. Tay Davis up the floor to Laney Young. Laney will put it up and in. And Willow Springs needs a timeout. Mammoth Spring by seven, 18-11. Back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ready to change your life? Get started at Ozarka College. If you're looking for technical training or want to take courses for transfer to a university, Ozarka has a plan for you. Need a flexible schedule? Ozarka's online offerings make it easy. Best of all, going to Ozarka is affordable. Classes for spring semester begin January 18th, so apply today at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College, life-changing.
All right, welcome back to the fourth annual Battle of the Border here at Mammoth Spring High School. Again, remind you, we've got the Alton Comets coming up immediately following our game. The Alton Comets take on the Liberty Eagles, a rematch of an earlier game in the season, so that should be a dandy. Look forward to that one. Willow Springs with the basketball out of the timeout. They're down seven. Three-pointer on the way is no good. Rebound on the floor, and it comes all the way out past the three-point line and picked up by Willow Springs. And Lowe looks like she might be hurt. That ball goes out of bounds off the hands of Jones. Lowe got up slowly. She's okay now, though. Seems to be doing just fine, but she fell hard in the middle of the lane. Tay Davis with the basketball. Davis on the dribble, breaks the pressure, picks it up, goes to Young. High post to Crow. Crow to the basket, puts it up, puts it in. Good, strong move by Sarah Crow. She's got 4 points. Lady Bears from Mammoth Spring up by nine now, 20-11. Willow Springs with the basketball. Jones to the basket. Jones shot up and in. I'm sorry, that was number three, Chaffin, not Jones. Chaffin with 4 points. Mammoth Spring with the basketball. Bryn Washam across the floor to Young. Underneath to Upton for an easy two. That was a nice quick pass from Young to Upton. Lady Bears with a quick strike, and it's 22-13, 9-point Mammoth Spring lead. Mammoth Spring on defense. Jones going to fire the three. That's no good. Fight for the rebound. Lowe with it. Lowe back out. Three-pointer up is no good. Long rebound back out to Jones. Willow Springs getting a lot of offensive rebounds. Jones' shot is rejected by Crowe. And we're going to have a foul on Tay Davis. Tay Davis called for her first. And that's going to send Chaffin to the free throw line. She'll shoot the 1-1. That was the eighth foul on the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Shot on the way is good. Chaffin now with 5 points. She'll set for the second. Trying to cut into this 8-point lead. It's 22-14. Second one on the way is no good. Fight for the rebound. We're going to have a foul on Lowe. That's big. That'll be her third foul here in the first half. And she has been a terror on the board so far. She's got several rebounds already in this first half, and she's going to have to set as Cox comes back in. Keena Lowe with three fouls goes to the bench. Sarah Crowe will go to the free throw line. Sarah with 4 points. She sets for the first. It's on the way, and it is good. Sarah with five. 23-14. Mammoth Spring with a 9-point lead. Sarah looks for the second. It's on the way. In and out, no good. Oh, and we got a foul. What'd they call? I thought they were going to call it over the back on Upton, but the referees are talking it over. And they're going to say that she was in the lane too quick. So Sarah will get another try at it. That one didn't count. Back up and in. So Sarah Crowe now with 6 points. She has six, Upton has six, and Washam has six. 24-14, 10-point Mammoth Spring lead. 3:53 left in the first half. Jones thought about the three. Good defense there by Davis. Jones goes up, can't get to go, and Crowe pulls down the rebound. Quickly back the other way, Tay Davis. Gives it over to Washam. Washam inside to Upton. Upton up and in. Megan Upton with 8 points. Timeout taken by the Willow Springs Lady Bears. Back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
At FNBC, we are committed to our customers and being an active member in the communities we serve. With 11 convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas, we invite you to stop by and pull up a chair with one of our community bankers to see how FNBC can serve you. We offer products like Cobalt Checking with ID Protect, and our online and mobile banking allow you to manage your accounts right in the palm of your hand. FNBC is here to build a lasting relationship with you.
You and FNBC, better together. Go Bears. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
Welcome back to Mammoth Spring High School. I want to say thank you to our Lady Bear boosters, including Thayer Clary Funeral Home in Thayer, Mammoth Spring, and Alton, First Baptist Church of Mammoth Spring, Carter Funeral Home in Thayer and West Plains, Forstler's Home Furnishings and Appliance in Highland and Thayer, Farm Bureau Agent Zach Barton in Thayer and Alton, and Legacy Auto Body in Thayer. Willow Springs with the basketball out of the timeout. Willow Springs Cox with the basketball. Her pass is stolen by Crowe. Nice play by Sarah Crowe. Up the floor to Lainey Young. Lainey with the basketball. Pitches it out to Washam. Washam inside to Crowe. Underneath to Upton. And wow, that's been there all day. 10 points now for Upton. Nice assist from Sarah Crowe. And Upton going to go up the free throw line trying to complete a three-point play. Minge called for the foul. Number two on her. Shot by Upton on the way. It's good. Megan now the first player in double figures. She's got 11. And Mammoth Spring leading now by 15, 29-14. They've started to pull away a little bit here in the second quarter. See if Willow Springs can get back in it. With a basketball, pass inside. Good defense by Tay Davis. And that's going to be a foul call. They're going to get, I believe, Sarah Crowe on the reach. And that will be that's the ninth foul. So that'll be a 1-1. One more will be the double bonus. We've got 2:52 left in the half. shot on the way is up. No good. Rebound pulled down by Upton. Upton will hand it off to Davis. Davis now heads up the floor. On the left side, gives it to Young. High post to Crow, out to Washam. Three-pointer on the way is good. Bryn Washam now with 9 points in the ball game. And this one's starting to get away from Willow Springs. Mammoth Spring leading by 18. 32-14, 2:24 left first half. Jones out front. She picks up her dribble, looking for help. Gets it over to Chaffin in the corner. The shot by Minji, no good. Rebound controlled by Bryn Washam. And Bryn Washam is going to be fouled as she heads up the floor. And she'll go to the free throw line. That foul on Chaffin. Chaffin's second. 32-14, Mammoth Spring leading Willow Springs here. Semifinal action. The winner of this one meets the winner of the Thayer-Viola game later tonight. Bryn Washam knocks down the first. She's in double figures now with 10. She'll set for the second. She can make it a 20-point game. It's on the way. It's good. Washam makes them both. She's got 11, and now Mammoth Spring leading by 20. This game got away in a hurry here. It was a close game through that first quarter and early part of the second. In the last 3 or 4 minutes, Mammoth Spring really pulling away. Kick ball goes out of bounds off of the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Willow Springs will have it. Inbound on the sideline. Number 21, Sheehan, will inbound the basketball. Brings it into Jones. She thought about the three. Drives in now. Back out. Chaffin will fire the three. That's no good. Fight for the rebound. Taken by Sheehan. Sheehan to the basket. Shot up. It's partially blocked. Sheehan gets it back. Goes back up between Upton and Crow. And Bear fans thought that they had their hands straight up, but they were kind of leaning forward a little bit. So fouls called on Megan Upton. Her second. And that'll be two shots now. It would have been anyway. She was in the act of shooting. Free throw by Sheehan is good. She's got 3 points. Makes it a 19-point ball game. Second one on Megan Upton. She'll go to the bench. And Jocelyn Tucker will come in. Second shot is good for Sheehan. She's got 4. Mammoth Spring facing some pressure. They'll get it in to Davis. Tay Davis has done a good job handling the ball here for Mammoth Spring. Goes all the way to the basket, up and in. Beautiful move by Tay Davis. She's got 4. And Mammoth Spring now back up by 20, 36-16. Jones drives down the lane. She tripped and is going to be called for the travel. Lost her footing a little bit, took that extra step. Number 11 coming in now for Willow Springs. That is Shay Riley. Riley in, and Sheehan will get a breather. Actually, that was not Sheehan that came out. With a basketball, Davis on the wing to Young. Young's pass underneath to Crow. Crow goes up, gets it. Hook shot, no good. Fight for the rebound. Washam with it, and Washam is tied up. Jump ball is called. And I believe it's going to belong to Willow Springs. A minute 11 left in this first half. Mammoth Spring leading by 20. Willow Springs with a basketball. They'll walk it across half court. Mammoth Spring dropping back in that zone now. They'll bring it over to Jones. Jones, who was red hot in the first round game, steps out on the baseline. Good defense again by the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears, but Jones just tried to take it too far in there into much taller players. Down to 55 seconds left in the half. Tay Davis with the basketball, picks up her dribble. High post, they go underneath to Crow. Crow back out, Young back around to Davis. Davis back to Crow. Crow back out to Tucker. Tucker swings it around. They come across the floor, almost a steal. Dangerous pass there. Davis with it, gives it to Tucker. Tucker in the corner, right side, back out on the wing. Tucker has it in the corner now, trying to go underneath. The ball's knocked out of bounds. Touch last by Willow Springs. So it'll be Mammoth Spring basketball underneath their own basket. We're down to 27 seconds left to play here in this first half. Mammoth Spring inbounding the basketball underneath the crow. She'll put it up. No good. Fight for the rebound controlled by the Willow Springs Lady Bears. Jones pushing the ball up the floor. Tries to get around Tucker. Drives in. The shot on the run is no good. Fight for the rebound. Crow has it. And we're going to be, well, jump ball. So Mammoth Spring will get the ball here with 13 seconds to go in the half. Another player coming in from Willow Springs. It's number two. That is Sharon Stevenson. So Stevenson in. Trying to get some players in. Don't want none of their starters to pick up any more fouls. Number 13 checking in. That's Atwell, Aspen Atwell. With the basketball, Tay Davis goes around the defender easily. Takes it up the floor. Sets it up into the corner to Washam. Three-pointer on the way. In and out, no good. Davis couldn't get the shot to go on the follow, but she was fouled. Man, what an athletic play by Tay Davis as she comes flying in, grabbed the rebound, tried to follow it up without ever going down and was pushed. And she'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. 36-16, Mammoth Spring with a 20-point lead. Davis at the free throw line knocks in the first. Tay Davis with 5 points. Tay been running the point for Mammoth Spring after Adriana Corbett got in foul trouble right off the bat. Picked up two quick fouls, and she's been sitting most of this first half. With the basketball. They're waiting on the basketball. They're discussing something. Now they'll give it to Davis. Trying to build on a 21-point lead. The shot is on the way. It's no good. Sarah Crow with a rebound. Got to shoot it. Didn't know what time it was she made the shot, but it was after the buzzer. 37-16, the score at the half. The Mammoth Spring Lady Bears lead the Willow Springs Lady Bears. We'll take a break, come back, and look at your first half stats in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
North Arkansas Electric Cooperative wants our members to know how to stay safe. If you're in an accident with an electric pole, stay put and call 911. Any downed lines could be energized. Remain inside until line technicians have removed the lines. If the vehicle is on fire, jump free from the vehicle and hop away with both feet together. You cannot touch the vehicle and ground at the same time. This safety message is brought to you by North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative, keeping our members safe.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. Their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist Shelby, and the great staff, Abby, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
Advanced Practice Registered Nurse Leslie Batterton and her team are taking new patients at Baxter Regional Health System Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring. They offer the excellent care you'd expect from Baxter Regional for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. Schedule an appointment today with Leslie Batterton by calling 870-625-1709. BRHS Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring, 277 Main Street, and accepts both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid.
It's where to go and buy a car. Great service and best price by far. In West Plains, Mo, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC in West Plains. We want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. To do so, we have the best price and are offering top dollar for your trade.
Find new roads at Taylor Grubaugh Chevy Buick and GMC.
And get great buys from nice guys.
Welcome back to Mammoth Spring High School. At the half, the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears leading the Willow Springs Lady Bears 37-16. We'll take a look at the first half scoring for the Willow Springs Lady Bears. Lady Bears were led by Chloe Chafin. She has 5 points. 4 points for Liz Sheehan. Three for Ashlyn Jones. 2 points for Kina Lowe in the ball game. For Mammoth Spring, two players already in double figures, Megan Upton and Brim Washam with the 11 apiece. And then 6 points for Sarah Crow, 5 for Tay Davis, and 2 for Chevelle Graves. This game started out slow, both teams going back and forth. in a real close contest. It was 10-9 after one. It stayed that way for about the first 2 or 3 minutes of that second quarter, and then Mammoth Springs defense really picked it up, caused some turnovers, and started to work that ball underneath to both Crow and Upton, and got some easy ones, and built this lead out now to 21 here at the half. A good first half for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Well, real quickly here, take a look at the bracket. We talked about it. Immediately following our game here, this game, we'll have the Alton Comets in action in the boys bracket in the semifinals. Alton Comets will take on the Liberty Eagles. That should be a dandy. And, of course, Mike Crace will be there here. He'll have the call for that one right here on K-Country 95. And then after the Alton and Liberty game, we'll go back to the girls' side of the bracket for the other semifinal as the Thayer Lady Bobcats take on the Viola Lady Longhorns. The winner will meet the winner of our game here, Mammoth Spring and Willow Springs, on Saturday in the championship round. We already know in the consolation Friday, or the consolation final on Saturday, it will be the Alton Lady Comets taking on Hillcrest. That game is set for noon. In the boys' consolation final, the Mammoth Spring Bears will play the Viola Longhorns. And in the finals, Highland, who won last night, they played their semifinal matchup last night, defeating Sloan Hendricks, will take on the winner of the Alton Comet Liberty Eagle game for the tournament championship. Been a great tournament all week long. We've had some fantastic games, some exciting finishes, and this game here has, like I said, been a good one through the first half. Lady Bears sort of pulled away there the second part of that second quarter to build a 21-point halftime lead. We'll take another break. We'll have more from Mammoth Spring High School in the fourth annual Battle of the Border in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Marketing your business is very important to long-term success, and the team at DC Promotions and Apparel can help. The Skaggs family from Mammoth Spring can help you design your logo and brand that logo on business cards, shirts, jackets, sweatshirts, sweaters, pullovers, and more. Plus, they embroider, and they can get you apparel. What about pins, mugs, magnets, window clings, or face masks? They do that, too. Check them out on Facebook or on the web at dcpromotions.net. Call 870-219-7482 for DC Promotions and Apparel in Mammoth Spring.
It's the mission of the Mammoth Spring School District to educate and challenge all students and prepare them for an ever-changing world. The Mammoth Spring School District takes great pride in focusing on community participation and efforts. The school and athletic department want to invite all of its great Bear fans to come out and support the teams throughout the season. Make Mammoth Spring School your school of choice. Go Bears!
The Bank of Salem is very supportive of the area schools. Sports help develop discipline, respect, sportsmanship, and hard work, which plays a great part in a student-athlete's future. The Bank of Salem is especially proud of the kids that work hard, the coaches that dedicate their time, and the parents that sacrifice so that their kids have the opportunity to play sports. Bank of Salem is a big supporter of the Mammoth Spring boys and girls basketball teams. Member FDIC, Go Bears and Lady Bears.
A proud supporter of Mammoth Spring School is Palace Drug Store, located on Main Street in Mammoth Spring and Highway 62 in Salem. They offer all the latest and up-to-date pharmacy services, including drive-thru at both locations and free delivery. Go mobile with your health as well by downloading the RX Local mobile app and sign up for text alerts to know when your medication is ready. Thank you for making Palace Drug your local pharmacy.
Welcome back again to Mammoth Spring High School, the fourth annual Battle of the Border semifinal action here on the girls bracket, and Mammoth Spring leading Willow Springs at the half 37-16. Again, want to say thank you to boosters for Lady Bear basketball. They include Legacy Auto Body in Thayer, Farm Bureau agent Zach Barton in Thayer and Alton, Gorsler's Home Furnishings and Appliance in Highland and Thayer, Carter Funeral Home in Thayer and West Plains, First Baptist Church of Mammoth Spring, and Clary Funeral Home in Thayer, Mammoth Spring, and Alton. Those are your boosters for Mammoth Spring Lady Bear basketball here on K-Country 95. Lady Bears off to a great start on the season. They come into tonight's contest at 12-4 on the year and looking to get their 13th win here and advance into the championship game on Saturday, where they'll meet the winner again of that game between Thayer and Viola. It'll take place later tonight. Now, the Thayer-Viola game, for those of you that can't make it out to the game here tonight, you can hear that game on our sister station, AM 1290, The Gift, and FM 103.7, The Gift. So make sure you tune in and listen for Thayer Lady Bobcat basketball later on. Of course, we'll have Alton Comet basketball right here on K-Country 95 immediately following our game. And, of course, you don't want to miss Kansas City Chiefs football. Big game tonight. The Chiefs take on the Los Angeles Chargers. And that game could determine who wins the AFC West. 37-16, we're about a minute away from our second half tip-off. We'll take a break. Back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
The experts in orthopedic care can be found at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic. Dr. Roeder, who serves as the West Plains team physician, and Drs. Jolly and Karen specialize in the medical and surgical care of the spine and joints, utilizing the latest technology to get you back on your feet as quickly as possible. And they are here for you 24/7. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains, where they are focused on your health.
At FNBC, we are committed to our customers and being an active member in the communities we serve. With 11 convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas, we invite you to stop by and pull up a chair with one of our community bankers to see how FNBC can serve you. We offer products like Cobalt Checking with ID Protect, and our online and mobile banking allow you to manage your accounts right in the palm of your hand. FNBC is here to build a lasting relationship with you.
You and FNBC, better together. Go Bears. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
We are back and underway with our second half. They just took the final minute off the clock, put 8 minutes up and started the ball game. We are ready to go. Willow Springs with the basketball. The ball's loose on the floor, and it's going to go off the leg of one of the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears and out of bounds. So it'll be Willow Springs ball still. 20 seconds into this second half. 37-16, Mammoth Spring with a 21-point lead over Willow Springs. Willow Springs Jones with the basketball, gives it over to number 21 Sheehan into the corner, and we have travel called on Jones. She took off, forgot to dribble. So Mammoth Spring gets the ball right back here. Their first offensive possession. They'll bring it in, Davis, and they're going to start this second half with Davis, Grays, Upton, Crow, and Grace. Underneath that same play, the Bears have been using, Lady Bears from Mammoth Spring have been using that high post down the low post, and Upton gets an easy two. She's got 13. Mammoth Spring now leading by 23. Sheehan will fire the three-pointer. It's good. Good-looking shot there by Liz Sheehan. She's got 7 now in the ball game. Leading scorer for Willow Springs. Washam looking inside, goes around the defender. Nice pass off to Crow, and Crow's going to be fouled. We'll see who they get. I believe it's going to be number 24, Anna Minge. If it is, that'll be her third. That is her third foul. Sarah Crow to the free throw line. Sarah really played well here tonight. She'll shoot the first free throw up, and no good. Sarah with 6 points in the ball game, but she's probably got 5 or 6 assists as well. Second shot on the way is good. 7 points now for Crow. And it's a 21-point lead, 40-19. With the basketball, Jones. She'll give it on the wing to Sheehan. Sheehan, who just hit the three, trying to get free. Gives it back to Jones. She'll fire a three-pointer, and it's good. Ashlyn Jones, again, she had 20 in their first-round matchup with Hillcrest. Tay Davis almost lost it, gets it off to Washam. Washam looks at the defense, brings it around to Graves. Graves looking inside. Back out to Davis. Davis back to Graves. Graves trying to work it inside, turns it over. And that's going to be, a turnover now on the Willow Springs. They call a foul. Nobody touched it. Yeah, I know she was tripped, but they're going to give the ball to Willow Springs. She threw it out of bounds, but referee says one of the Lady Bears touched it last. 40-22, it's an 18-point lead. Willow Springs has come out and hit a couple of threes here to start this second half, and now it's shot at the basket. Good move by Sheehan. Sheehan went 9. Back to 16-point lead. Mammoth Spring with the basketball. Brim Washam, high post into Crow. Crow goes to the basket, puts it up, draws the foul. If that's Minge, that'll be her fourth. And I believe it is. So Sarah Crow will go back to the free throw line to shoot two more. For Anna Minge, or Minge, that is her fourth foul. Sarah Crow's first one is good. Sarah now with 8 points in the ball game. Stretches the lead back out to 17. Second one is on the way, and it's good. Make it an 18-point lead. 9 points for Sarah Crow. 5:42 left, third quarter. Jones with the basketball. Jones over to Sheehan. She's going to fire a three-pointer. That's off the rim, no good. Tay Davis with the rebound. Tay pushing it quickly down the middle of the floor. Gives it over to Grace. Grace fakes, drives in, kicks it back out the corner. Davis, her pass is tipped and stolen. Minge with the basketball. Up the floor, gives it to Jones. She thought about the three, didn't take it. Drives in, shot up and in. Jones with 8 points. Willow Springs trying to come back here. Down 16 with the basketball. Tay Davis, her pass is going to be stolen. Lady Bears with some careless turnovers. Willow Springs really picking up the defense here in this second half. Ashlyn Jones, 4:47 left in the third. 16-point Mammoth Spring lead. Jones backing it out to back to half court. Mammoth Spring not wanting to come out of that zone. They still have a 16-point lead, so Willow Springs going to have to do something here. Almost turned it over. Into the lane, the shot up is blocked, but it's taken out of the air by Minge, and she'll put it up and in. 4 points for Minge, and the lead's down to 14 now. 42-28. Washam is going to be fouled. Not a good foul there by Cox as she comes flying in over the back, tried to reach around and make the steal. That's her third foul. Chafin, excuse me, that was Chafin with the foul, not Cox. With a basketball, Tay Davis outside. Corbett, who started the game, picked up two quick fouls, has not been backed in, and Mammoth Spring turns the ball over, and I think Coach Small wants a timeout. He's seen enough here to start this half. Timeout taken, 4:06 left in the third. 42-28, Mammoth Spring over Willow Springs. Back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ready to change your life? Ozarka College has a plan for you. If you're in high school and want to jumpstart on your career, Ozarka has technical classes in welding, automotive and diesel, culinary, nursing, and more. And best of all, it's low to no cost to you. Spring registration is open, so visit your high school counselor to enroll in classes. Ozarka College, life-changing.
Welcome back again to Mammoth Spring High School, the fourth annual Battle of the Border semifinal round. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears, Willow Springs Lady Bears. Mammoth Spring had as much as a 21-point lead. Willow Springs has cut that down to 14 now, and we'll have the basketball here out of the timeout. Been several turnovers here to start this second half. Willow Springs really aggressive defensively and starting to knock down some threes. Sheehan will inbound to Jones. Jones will bring it up the floor. This is a veteran team for Willow Springs, and they're not going to panic. They've got four seniors and a junior out there on the floor right now. With the basketball, Sheehan drives in, kicks it out. Jones is going to fire a three. That's no good. Fight for the rebound, tipped and controlled by Brim Washam. She'll give it back to Davis. Tate crosses half court, gives it to Washam. Washam's pass inside, almost stolen. Good job by Lowe as she tried to make the steal and chase it down in the corner. Come running by us over here. So Tay Davis will inbound. Deep in the corner here for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Looking to come in. They'll bring it in to Crow. Crow takes her time. Nice play as Sarah, patient there, turn to the basket, put it up and in. And she's in double figures now with 11. Third Lady Bear in double figures. Jones outside. Back to a 16-point lead. Sheehan looking inside. On the dribble, goes to the basket, puts it up. Shot no good. Fight for the rebound, controlled by Upton. Up the floor to Washam. Washam going to the basket. She'll put it up, put it in. Bryn Washam with 13 points in the ball game. And the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears have pushed the lead back out to 18. Ashlyn Jones out front, guarded by Graves. Gives it to Sheehan. Her shot is blocked by Davis and then stolen by the Willow Springs Lady Bears. Pass underneath is going to go through the hands of Willow Springs and out of bounds. And Minge tried to pull her hands down and get out of the way, but it was too late. Referee seen it go through her hands. Willow Springs turns it over. Mammoth Spring gets the ball back. So Mammoth Spring with the ball. Tay Davis. Tay looking inside. High post. Out on the wing. Right side to Graves. High post to Upton. Back out to Graves. She's going to fire for three. That's off the rim. No good. And old Sarah Crow came over the back. Obvious foul there. Sarah, though, can't fault the effort. She was going for the rebound. For Sarah, that's her second. And the Willow Springs Lady Bears will come back on offense. Mammoth Spring making a couple of substitutions as Crow and Graves come out. Corbett and Young check in with the basketball. Sheehan on the dribble trying to get free. Swings it around. Three-pointer by Chafin, no good. And the rebound pulled down by Upton. Up the floor, Corbett gives it to Washam. Washam puts it up left-handed, can't get it to go. And Lowe pulls down the rebound for Willow Springs. She'll push it up the sideline, guarded by Washam. Drives all the way down into the corner, pass back out to Jones. Jones to the basket, had her shot blocked by Tay Davis. Off to Corbett. Adriana pushing the ball back up the floor. Gives it out to Davis. She'll fire for three. That's good. Tay Davis now with 8 points in the ball game. And Willow Springs, Coach Cox wants a timeout. Back to a 21-point lead. Mammoth Spring leading Willow Springs. Back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
North Arkansas Electric Cooperative wants our members to know how to stay safe. If you're in an accident with an electric pole, stay put and call 911. Any downed lines could be energized. Remain inside until line technicians have removed the lines. If the vehicle is on fire, jump free from the vehicle and hop away with both feet together. You cannot touch the vehicle and ground at the same time. This safety message is brought to you by North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative, keeping our members safe.
Welcome back to Mammoth Spring High School semifinal action here in the fourth annual Battle of the Border Tournament. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears has pushed their lead back out to 21 now at 49-28. Lady Bears led by 21. Willow Springs made a push, cut it back to 14, but then Mammoth Spring now has scored 7 straight points to build this lead back out. Coach Small still talking to his team on the sideline. He'll come back, same five that left the floor. It will be Corbett, Washam, Young, Davis, and Upton. He's got 3 players in double figures already for Mammoth Spring. They really sharing the basketball here. Balanced scoring with the basketball. Jones will walk across half court on the dribble. Willow Springs with the ball, down 21. Sheehan has it. She's hit a couple of threes. Brings it over to Jones. Jones picks up the dribble. Back out to Sheehan. Top of the key. She's guarded by Upton. It's like Mammoth Spring now matching up here. Man-to-man defense. Shot up is blocked. Corbett with a block. Davis picks up the ball. Gives it over to Corbett. Adriana cross half court to Young. Young looking inside. Still looking. She'll dribble back out of trouble. Gives it to Washam. Mammoth Spring patient here. 1:08 left to play in this third quarter. Laney Young with the ball. Off to Davis. Davis goes around the defender. Pass underneath. And it went over the head of Upton, but it was right to Laney Young, and then the Lady Bears missed the shot. Mammoth Spring did. Willow Springs picks up the basketball and heads the other way. Ashlyn Jones on the dribble. Jones will give it to Sheehan. Sheehan goes into the middle. Low with a nice head fake, and then her shot is rejected by Tay Davis. That's at least 3 blocks by Davis, and we're going to have a jump ball called as Davis, after she had it stolen, got a hand in and tied up the offensive player to get the jump, and she's going to come out and get a breather. Tay's been everywhere, and she's got at least 3 blocks in the game. Lauren Skaggs into the game for the first time tonight. Corbett now will handle the ball, brings it up against the pressure. Adriana started out at the point, handling the basketball, but got in foul trouble and had to go out. Out to Young, around to Washam. Washam looking inside. Washam drives in, and we got a blocking foul called on Lope. That's going to be the fourth foul on Kiana Lope. With 19 seconds left in this third quarter. That is the fourth foul on the Willow Springs Lady Bears. So no shots. Mammoth Spring will inbound. Got to get it in. Got to hurry here. Now they'll bring it in. Young into Corbett. Back out to Washam. Around to Skaggs. Back out to Corbett. Corbett drives in. Kicks it out. Upton going to fire the jumper. That's no good. Rebound by Jones. 6 seconds left in the half, or in the third. Jones pushing the ball up the floor. Shot at the buzzer is short. Your score at the end of three, 49-28. Mammoth Spring leading Willow Springs. We'll take a break. Back with your fourth quarter in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. Their skilled dentists, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist Shelby, and the great staff, Abby, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
Advanced Practice Registered Nurse Leslie Batterton and her team are taking new patients at Baxter Regional Health System Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring. They offer the excellent care you'd expect from Baxter Regional for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. Schedule an appointment today with Leslie Batterton by calling 870-625-1709. BRHS Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring, 277 Main Street, and accepts both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid.
Welcome back here to Mammoth Spring High School as we get set to start the fourth quarter. A little Alabama playing in the background, the crowd clapping along with them. Mammoth Spring leading Willow Springs by 21, 49-28. Willow Springs will have the ball here as we start the fourth quarter. Again, remind you, we've got three games here this evening from Mammoth Spring High School. Semifinal actions, all of them are semifinal games. Thayer will play Viola in the senior girls game later tonight to take on the winner of this game. But immediately following this game, we'll have the Alton Comets in action. Comets will take on the Liberty Eagles. Mammoth Spring with the basketball. Young picks up her dribble, gives it over to Skaggs. Skaggs goes around the defense, works it inside to Upton. Upton will put it up and in for an easy two. Megan now with 15 points in the ball game, and it's a 21-point lead again. Ashlyn Jones on the dribble. Jones gives the ball over on the wing, number two back in there. That's Stevenson, and her pass is stolen by Lainey Young, and then the ball's knocked free loose on the floor and then turned over. Sheehan's pass for Chafin is too high and out of bounds. So a series of turnovers there by the two teams. Mammoth Spring now will look to come in. They'll bring it in to Corbin. Adriana will bring the ball up against pressure, gives it over to Skaggs. Lauren with the basketball. Drives up the floor, picks up her dribble, gives it to Upton in the middle. Megan turns, puts it up, and it's called for travel. Thought they were going to call a foul, but they called her for the travel before the foul, so Mammoth Spring gives it right back to Willow Springs. 6:49 to play here in the ball game. Again, the winner moves on to play Saturday at 6 o'clock in the championship game. With the basketball, Sheehan on the dribble, trying to get free. Ball's loose, they kick it back out. Chafin to Stevenson, to Jones. Jones three is no good. Rebound pulled down by Corbett. Corbett up the floor to Washam. Washam goes in, puts it up and draws the foul on Sheehan. Sheehan just picked up her third. And that's going to send Brim Washam to the free throw line. Washam will step to the line here, trying to build on a 21-point lead. And misses the first. And Washam will set for the second. Second Second shot for Brynn is on the way. It's good. Washam now with 14 in the ball game. She has 14. Upton has 15, and Crow has 11. And that's another turnover on Willow Springs. Ashlyn Jones passed too far outside for Stevenson to get to it. So Mammoth Spring will get the ball back on the turnover. They've got their biggest lead of the night right now at 22. 6:15 to play. On the dribble, Corbett picks up the dribble, needs help, finds Skaggs. Lauren with the ball, comes out to Washam. Washam drives baseline, puts the shot up on the run, can't get it to go. Corbett gets the rebound and then throws it into the backcourt, and we got a foul called. Laney Young shoved the defender out of the way to try to get to the ball and was called for the foul. So Laney picks up her second. That's just the second on the Lady Bears here in this second half. Committed several. It was in the double bonus. Willow Springs was early in that second half. But Mammoth Spring done a good job avoiding the fouls here in the second half. Tay Davis and Sarah Crow are at the scores table getting set to check back in as Mammoth Spring is trying to put this one away. Ball's loose on the floor, diving after it. That's going to be a jump ball, and it's going to belong to Mammoth Spring. Great effort by both teams there, Willow Springs and Mammoth Spring, trying to get to the loose ball. Crow and Davis in, Corbett and Upton will get a breather. Inbound play here for Mammoth Spring. Tay Davis to bring it in. Tay slaps the ball, looking for someone to pass to. She'll bring it in to Skaggs. Skaggs to Davis. Davis traveled. Thought so. A little bit of a late whistle, but she did. She took a step there. Turnover gives it back to Willow Springs. Down to 5:41 to play. Right now it's looking like, barring a big comeback from Willow Springs, and Mammoth Spring is going to be playing for the championship here on Saturday. The only question is, who will they play? We'll find out later tonight. Either Thayer or Viola. Pass into the middle, low, trying to get free, puts a reverse layup up and in. That was a nice move there by Kiana Lowe. She's got six. With the basketball, Davis's pass is tipped, picked up by Washam. Washam with the ball out to Davis. Down low to Crow. She'll put it up and in. Sarah Crow now with 13. With the basketball, Sheehan pushes it up the floor, drives in, and she's going to charge. Sheehan ran over Tay Davis, who just stood and took the charge. Nice play by Davis. That's the sixth foul. The next one will be the 1-1 for Mammoth Spring. Lady Bears will inbound the ball here. Full court pressure from Willow Springs. Mammoth Spring will inbound to Washam. Washam taking her time here. Brings it across half court on the dribble as she dribbles through the defenders. Takes it to the right wing, looking underneath, trying to work it inside. They give it to Young. Ball's tipped out. It's loose on the floor. Fought for it. Again, ball on the floor, picked up by Chafin. Chafin trying to get free. She's guarded by Washam. Gives it out. Back out now to Sheehan. Number four into the ball game now. That's Reese Jones for the Willow Springs Lady Bears. Ashlyn Jones outside. She's got the ball, trying to dribble through the defense. Gives it to Chafin. Down to 4:14 to play. Willow Springs needs points in a hurry here. Reese's shot is blocked. Another block for Tay Davis. That's four blocks I know of for Tay Davis here in this ballgame. She has been everywhere. Timeout called by the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. They lead it 54-32. Back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Advanced Practice registered nurse Leslie Batterton and her team are taking new patients at Baxter Regional Health System Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring. They offer the excellent care you'd expect from Baxter Regional for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. Schedule an appointment today with Leslie Batterton by calling 870-625-1709. BRHS Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring, 277 Main Street, and accepts both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid.
And again, we are back at Mammoth Spring High School. 4:08 left to play in the ball game. Mammoth Spring leading Willow Springs by 22 here in the semifinals of the Battle of the Border Tournament. Lady Bears from Willow Springs in the inbound. Sheehan's going to fire a three. It's good. Nice shot by Liz Sheehan. She's in double figures now with 12. Mammoth Spring with the basketball. They break the pressure. Pass underneath. Off the leg of Sarah Crow and out of bounds. It's a good idea, but Coach Small saying, take your time, make good passes. 54-35, 19-point lead. Down to 3:45 to play. Jones into the high post to Sheehan. She'll put it up. Can't get it to go. Crow pulls down the rebound. Sarah, pass over to Davis. Tay will bring it up the floor. Crosses half court on the dribble. Tay Davis picks up the dribble. Gives it to Washam. Washam looking inside. Brim with a basketball. Guarded by Sheehan. Sheehan playing with four fouls. Sarah Crow back to Washam. Washam puts it up, puts it in, and draws the foul. Washam now with 16. We'll see who that foul was on. If that's Sheehan, she'll be, or low, either one, they'll be fouled out. That's number four. Reese Jones called for the foul. For Reese, that's her first. Shot by Washam is good. So she completes the three-point play. She's got 17. And the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears back up by 22. Coach Small sending four more players into the ball game. Really don't matter who he sends in. They're all 10 of his players can play. Not much let off when you send in subs here. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears commits a foul. Number 23, Tay Davis with her second. At the line, Chaffin. She'll shoot the free throw. It's no good. Lady Bear subs come in. We'll see. Looks like everybody is going to be replaced with the exception of Sarah Crow. She'll stay in the ballgame. So, looks like Davis, Skaggs, Washam, and Young all come out. Into the ballgame right now, you've got Corbett, Graves, Upton, Crow, and Tucker. So you've got four of the five starters that just come into the ball game, that started the game. With the basketball, Chaffin, second free throw, it's good. Mammoth Spring with the basketball. Corbett will break the pressure. Dribbles it across half court, down into the corner, picks up her dribble, needs help now. Gives it to Graves. Chevelle Graves, pass underneath, it's gonna be stolen by Lowe. Kiana Lowe with a nice steal there. Willow Springs headed the other way, 2:48 to play. Reese Jones gets it out to Sheehan. She thought about the three. Around to Chaffin. Her shot is rejected out of bounds by Crow. Crow's got two or three blocks herself. The defense from Mammoth Spring has really been tough here tonight. With the basketball, Willow Springs will inbound, 2:38 to play. It's a 21-point Mammoth Spring lead. Lowe's pass underneath is tipped and taken by Graves and then knocked out of bounds by Chaffin. So Mammoth Spring will have the basketball, looking at full court pressure. 2:32 to play. Inbound play, they'll bring it into Corbett and everybody will clear out and let Adriana bring it up. Adriana can handle the ball with either hand, does a good job against the pressure. Gives it out to Graves. Chevelle picks up her dribble. She needs help. Finds Tucker. Joslyn back out to Corbett. Corbett, the pressure on her, gives it to Crow behind the three-point line. Crow hands off to Graves. Lady Bears from Mammoth Spring patient here on offense. Corbett drives in, lost the ball on the dribble. It's taken by Willow Springs. Down to a minute 59 to play. Jones pushing the ball up the floor. Trying to get free from Grace and Chevelle all over. Knocked the ball free, but Jones will chase it down out of around half court. 21-point lead. We're down to a minute 43 to play. Crow gets the rebound on the missed shot up the floor. Grace spins, falls to the floor, loses the basketball. It goes up to Jones. Jones going to back it out. She didn't want to challenge Crow, and Sarah made her change the shot. Shot up, no good. Rebound pulled down by Joslyn Tucker. She'll give it to Corbett quickly. Mammoth Spring pushing the ball up the floor. Corbett with it out front, and she's going to be fouled. Actually going to call, the referee's going to stop play. Timeout called as more players check in. Tay Davis, Brim Washam, and Krista Crawford in for Mammoth Spring. They'll replace the two seniors, Chevelle Graves and Megan Upton, and the junior, Sarah Crow. All sophomores on the floor now for Mammoth Spring. With a basketball, this team is going to be good for a while. They've got a lot of talent. With the basketball, Tay Davis fakes the three, goes around the defender, pull-up jumper is good. Tay Davis now in double figures with 10. The fourth Lady Bear in double figures. With the basketball, Stevenson will cross half court, 50 seconds left to play. She gives it to Cox, back out to Stevenson, into the corner. Underneath, Davis almost with a steal. Even with a 23-point lead, Lady Bear is still playing hard out there. Inbound play. Willow Springs with it. Trying to work it underneath. They do. Stevenson, she'll put the shot up and in. Nice shot by Sharon Stevenson. Her first two. Quickly back the other way. Jocelyn Tucker. Get it out to Corbett. Around to Crawford. Crawford in the corner to Washam. Back out to Davis. Lady Bear is content here just to run the clock. Krista Crawford with it at half court. Gives it off to Davis. Back out to Washam. Down to 13 seconds to play. Davis in the middle. She's going to turn, put the shot up. Tay Davis with 12. And that's going to just about do it. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears will advance to the championship game with a 61-38 win over the Willow Springs Lady Bears. We'll take a break, come back to wrap this one up here in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.